Okay, so what did you call 911 for then? What did you need?
A cheeseburger.
You're just a hungry little fella, aren't you?
I was that hungry.
I'm young, I'm hungry, and I'm a very motivated individual.
Good morning. It's currently 7:07, and you're listening to 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best. I'm Petty Officer Second Class Alonzo Martin Frazier, but you can just call me Hungry. And I've got a special guest on board today, this morning, coming in to talk to us about 2025. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. You know who it is. Run CMC back in the studio once more. Hopefully everybody's had a solid holiday. And we're going to talk a little bit about holidays and what's coming in 2025. We're even going to jump into some Navy, some Nav admins, right? Some fact sheets, some stuff that's going on that's closing out 2024.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. So I don't think I'm a stranger to AFN 97.3 to Eagle, but we could say I'm still a guest, but when I'm in the studio, I'm taking this thing over. So I'm happy to be here, DJ Hungry. Hopefully you had your breakfast. I'm ready. You tell me anything. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, absolutely. I think breakfast for me is like a continuous process. We'll see. We got a banana in the gut right now, protein bar. I had some eggs. I still got a protein shake to get in. I still got some apples. It's gone. I eat breakfast basically from like 4 in the morning to like 10 in the morning.
And you've already started.
Oh, yeah. Three.
Yeah, so I've had my banana. I've had my spinach, carrot, strawberry smoothie already. So that's about it for me. Then I'm going to jump into a late lunch around 1300 or so, then dinner. I'm not a big breakfast person. Only on the weekends, maybe like once a month, I'll have a nice, solid breakfast. So
how has the holiday season kind of changed what you've been eating recently? Anything good?
I'm going to say no, because I'm still, believe it or not, audience, I'm still in transition, right? I'm not in my situated home yet, the wife and I. So I don't have my stuff. And we talked about this before. I like to cook. Thanksgiving is my favorite time, right? So now Christmas, I like to cook a lot of, I don't go to a 15-item meal. I might go down to 10 items or maybe 8 items. But if I don't have my stuff, my pots, my knives, I tend to not cook. So I didn't cook this year. So I haven't eaten anything. I've had some decent food. I've been to a friend's house and everything. I've had some solid food, but not what I would typically eat, So I'm missing some stuff. The wife has told me for New Year's, I have to cook the traditional food. And I think we'll talk about that later. What is that traditional food for you on New Year's that brings you luck and everything like that?
Absolutely. I'm curious as to what you did do during the holidays.
So during the hot, so this
yeah, like this period, yeah, sure,
a couple
sure,
days
sure.
ago, right?
Yeah, a couple days, pretty much.
So what I did was, I'm used to going to the galley. Like if the base has a galley, I'm used to going to the galley and serving the troops. We don't have a galley here, really, So we wasn't able to kind of serve the troops. So I said, let me do something different. What can I do? How can I give back after 30 plus years in the military? So I went over to the post office. Early shout out to FLC, NAFS up over there, and the postal team. I went over there, the wife and I, she joined me, and we sorted some packages, right? So if you ever get opportunity, and you're on the base, and you have time, you want to volunteer at the post office, absolutely. You got to sign some paperwork. You got to be accountable. The chief over there doing a great job making sure he keeps everybody accountable. But the entire postal team was over there on Christmas Eve, and we stayed there for a couple hours sorting some packages, making sure that Santa brought some packages to some of the families here on post. So that was a good time. The day before, I went there for 30 minutes, right? I said, I'm going to go for 30 minutes, say hi to the team, and I was there for 4 hours.
Oh, man.
So my team with me, my NCCM, my EM1, who's my executive assistant, we all went over there and helped sort some packages, and it was busy. I don't know if you've been over to the post office.
I've been there once to get the mailbox. I haven't had any mail come in quite yet.
Oh, no. They do a great job, and they're busy. And a lot of the families, if you go over to the post office, you just want your package. I want my package.
Yeah.
Why am I waiting 5 minutes for my package? Well, there's a system, and a lot of people don't understand the system. You got to log in. They got to go ahead and sort and make sure they have your package. It's on a shelf. They got to go ahead and screen it. They got to be accountable. They can't just hand you your package, not look at your ID, because you could take someone else's holiday joy.
Yeah.
So we have a line, and luckily it was a lot of, enough people there that we was able to get a lot of packages out. So that was what I did for Christmas, giving back a little bit. And then wake up the next morning, and the wife and I had no presents to open because we didn't get each other anything.
Ooh.
First year ever.
We the said, gift of company, yeah.
It was just her and I, and we just had a good time enjoying each other because we've been traveling a lot. And we can talk about that a little bit later because the traveling's done, but I've been traveling a significant amount. So.
That's good to hear. Me personally, I've been making friends with Italians. It was I had a really great time with some different Christmas parties, but I didn't drink at all because I wanted to go to the gym on that day and I couldn't find any other time to like fit it in. So I was driving to the support side gym at like 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And there were some people in there. Let me tell you what, there's a lot of people in the gym at that time.
Working out.
Shout out to all those folks that were at the gym late, getting the grind, starting those commitments early. On the way home, it was kind of horrifying because there's some drunk drivers on the road. I should have known on Christmas Eve, of course, there's going to be like the midnight time. People are coming back from whatever it is. But you can always tell because you'll see the cars go like extremely slowly, which is really uncharacteristic because usually they're kind of fast.
Okay, I was gonna say, we're in Naples.
Kind of swirling around.
Yeah, how do you differentiate?
It's horrifying. It's like the slow veering into other lanes and just back and forth. You can tell easy, but it was good because I was just like, all right, stay in the left lane, go a little bit faster, get away from the problematic vehicles.
Yeah,
good to go.
So I would say for everyone that's out there driving during this holiday period, wherever you're at, just be safe. And, defensive driving is what we do out here in Europe. So make sure you keep your head on a swivel and pay attention to those around you. We want everybody to come back in the new year safe and ready to go.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking in my head, like, how many folks are going to deal with the same thing during New Year's when the same thing's going to happen? People are going to be coming home from parties, not being responsible. It's important.
It's very important. And here in Naples, if you've never been here before, they do it pretty big for New Year's. I mean, the fireworks shows, the parties, everything that you can get into is very, very big. So hopefully you all get to enjoy and see a 30-minute light show that's going to be in the sky. Oh, it's longer than 30 minutes. I'm kind of underplaying it a little bit, but it's a big deal. So you got to get somewhere safe. Get you your apple cider, whatever you're going to pop in a bottle or something like that, and just enjoy the show. So
awesome. Well, we'll be back after a couple songs. We're going to be talking about 2025, about all the things going on this year and what you could be doing this year as
2025.
Well. Crazy. You're listening to 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best with DJ Hungry. And we're here with Fleet Master Chief Compton.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know it is. Run CMC. I'm back. I'm in. I'm here to close out 2024, right? We were just talking about that. 2024. Yeah. About to jump into 2025. It sounds weird just saying 2025.
And, quarter of the century, yeah.
Yeah, quarter century. And for the first 30 days of the year, we're all going to be writing 2024 still.
Absolutely.
Everything that we sign and do. So, hey, I'm happy to be here in the studio, 97.3 The Eagle. I hope you're not driving to work. I hope some of you are still on your vacation time, enjoying the holidays, enjoying family. But if not, hey, you get to listen to us.
Absolutely.
That's an opportunity to listen to us and hear what we're talking about. And we promise we're not going to bore you with a whole lot of, hey, this is what the Army's doing. This is what the Marines doing. We do have some updates for the Navy side a little bit that we're going to talk about a little bit later on. But right now we're just here having conversations about what did we eat for the holidays? What do we plan to do for New Year's? And you said you wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna let you go. Okay, so I got resolutions. The first thing I'll say is, like, my biggest personal thing is, like, if you are doing resolutions, I think pretty much a lot of people do resolutions every year. Sometimes it can be a lot more successful to make a change before the actual resolution day starts. Because I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody listening to this. But sometimes, let's say you have like a commitment to go to the gym or something like that. And then you miss some days. And then you're like, once the following Monday comes up, I'll get right back to it. And you're like looking for an excuse to have like a clean slate. Sometimes working against like that feeling of needing to have that like perfectionist, like, this is a reason to start.
Yeah.
Not looking at that. Sometimes it can make it a little bit easier to maintain that commitment over time. So I have made some commitments now, and I'm thinking of this as like my little free trial period, like right before like actual January 1. So my new goals this year, are mostly a fitness plan so that I can be competition ready in 2025 in the summertime season for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and for a couple other topics. Right. And my other one is to build a van. So I want to build a glamper van. I think those two things together are like my big ones. And the problem with the van is like, I have no idea.
Glamper van. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
It's a van that you can live in. It's like a mini RV. It's got like...
But that's big. That's big over here.
It's pretty big. Yeah. It's got like plumbing stuff. You have to like figure out how to put solar panels on that thing so that it can power appliances. And
right. I know somebody in Europe, in Naples, that's done that. So I have to connect.
You do?
Yes. I have to try to connect you with that person. And if they're listening, hey, yeah, shoot me an email. Let me know so I can connect you with DJ Hungry, aka MC2. He has a plan. He wants to build a van, a glamper van. Are you planning on taking this van back with you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And you're going to live in this thing.
I don't know if I'm only going to live in it. Like I might have like something, but one thing that I couldn't do when I was out here is like buy property. So I'm thinking about like developing something like that just to kind of like pass the time. Cause I'm really passionate about like having my own place. You know, it just sounds nice.
No, it is nice to have your own place. And for those of you that are, you know, listening and probably still living home with your parents and your grandparents, that's okay. I got it. You know, but you have a plan, hopefully, to get out of what we call in the U.S. the basement of mom and pop's house. Save that money, get your own property. You know, it's nothing better than investing in property or investing in something that you can call your own. So I like your new year. You know, I like your resolution. But what I tell you is we make these resolutions and we, like you said, we miss a day, skip a day. Next thing you know, we're in February, somewhere in March, and we're still thinking about our resolution.
Yeah.
And then what we'll tell ourselves is, 2026, I'm really going to do this.
Exactly. This has been my trial period. I was, you know, I talked about earlier how I was coming home from the gym on Christmas Eve. Like in my head, because I had started this plan, it's like, if I can do it on the busiest night of the year, basically. Well, like for me anyway, personally, I could do it any day of the year, pretty much. So that was like a huge confidence builder for me because I was like, all right, it doesn't matter what the context is. It can be easy to do these things on a work basis where it's like, okay, you go to work, you go to the gym, you come home. But what about when it gets hard? I got the hard part out of the way. So January and February is going to be a little bit easier.
It should be a little bit easier. Okay. So that's your resolution. I tend to not make resolutions.
Okay.
I try to stop doing that because I know for me, they're not realistic. And like you said, let's start it November, December, and why wait to January? Every year we wait for January 1st to say, I'm going to stop doing something. Yeah. I'm going to do something better. So for me, in the new year, right, I just want to be healthy. I just want to live life to the fullest, and I want to be able to give back to the world, you know, give back to the world, whatever I can do, and just wake up every morning in 2025 just being blessed and ready to go. And if I'm not ready to go, let's find out why I'm not ready to go. And then I need to make a change on the spot. I want to be able to make that change on the spot. So
yeah.
I'm going to get some traveling in. Like we talked in the last segment, there's no doubt I'm going to be traveling somewhere. I mean, in the last 30 days, yeah, I've been traveling to a lot of different places. And it's been fun. It really has been fun. But I'm ready to close out the new year. I will say that I'm tired. You know, maybe it's not the physical tire, but just the brain power, you know, using to go to a lot of the conferences that I go to, having a lot of conversations. I'm ready to just get about 48 hours. I just need 48
hours,
right? some sleep. And then my resolution into the new year is just to be well rested and ready to go. So hopefully everyone that's listening at 97.3 The Eagle, you have a resolution. Hopefully you can stick to it for more than 30 days. Yeah. Would you say more than
30 days? Yeah.
In 30 days, you can stick to it. And I would tell you, if you start with something like working out, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run 10 miles a week or 15 miles a week. Start off slow. Set that as your goal to get there by June. Start slow and say, I'm going to work out these 15 miles a week, but I'm going to go ahead and do 5 miles in January a week. And maybe I'll ramp it up to 7 miles in February a week and then build up to it so it can become a routine.
Yeah.
They say you got to do something for at least 30 days before become a habit or a routine. Because if not, you're just like, okay, yep, I'm going to drink my protein shake every day. And then by the seventh day, you're like, ah, I'm going to skip a day. Yeah, maybe I'll start back on Sunday. I'll start back on Monday. And then before you know it, I don't want a protein shake anymore. And next thing you know, you're doing something different. So we got to make these habits. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that plan because I think when you project plans out like that, it kind of forces you to make a reassessment every month of like, all right, this is how far I got towards my goal.
Your goal.
And this is what it is. And this is what needs to change and whatever it is. And it leaves you room for adjusting it if it ends up maybe not being so realistic, or maybe it was actually easier than you thought and you achieved the goal earlier. But because you set it to like, you know, mid-year, maybe what needs to change is the strength of the goal. Maybe the goal should be bigger. You never know.
Bigger or sometimes even smaller. Maybe we set ourselves with unrealistic goals to do these things and we can't meet the goals and we want other people to meet our goals and they can't meet the goals that we set for ourselves or for them. You know, kind of like expectations. If you set your expectations too high, a lot of times people will not meet it and you're going to be disappointed every time because no one met your expectations. So it's the same with inside ourselves with life, setting these goals. So whatever your goal is, whatever your resolution is, make sure that is one that you can achieve or do your best that you can achieve. And sometimes you got to write it down. You got to put it on a counter, put it on the refrigerator, cross it off. All right. I did 20 push-ups today. Next day I missed my 20, so I owe myself two more or whatever that, you know, that scenario looks like. But sometimes if you can see it, it makes it harder for you to disregard it for me.
Oh yeah. I'm a big whiteboard guy. I bring them everywhere. I got small ones. I got big ones. I love them. They help me like think about that stuff. I don't remember who said this quote, but I really resonated with it when I read it. And it talks about how like when we talk about motivation, if you start small, then you give yourself some wins because whenever you have like a failure, you don't accomplish something, you fall back to your previous win. So if you build this foundation for yourself, you're not going to run out of steam because you started like one big thing and then it messed up and then you have nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
Whereas like you build a foundation. Oh, maybe you messed up on Thursday. Well, you've been doing it for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So you're falling back to Wednesday. You're not falling back to ground zero.
Ground zero, yeah.
It's not time wasted just because, like, things weren't perfect.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely correct. You know, you said something, wins. And I hate to transition into wins, but we haven't talked since the last time the Army-Navy game.
Yeah.
And you might have mentioned it in one of your other shows probably, but I got to dig in. Right, because we had some Army brethren in the studio talking crap back in the day. Let's say back in the day. We're like fast speed ahead in 2025. So back in the day, they talked about the Army beating the Navy. It didn't happen. They did a flag football game first, and Navy won that one. Then later that night, Army-Navy actual happened.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good for the Army. So Navy, BZ to you. Great job. I'll tell you, I was going for the Army. people give me crap because I go for the Army, but I am a graduate of the Army Sergeant Major Academy. So that is my alumni, and I always go for the Army. Got it. Yes, I wear the cloth of the Navy. Got it. You can beat me up when you see me walking down the spine over at the commissary. Got it. Yeah. So that was a good game.
You just got put on a bunch of people's lists, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No one's getting me anything, but don't worry.
Oh my gosh. Great. We're going to be back after another track. Devil is Alive with Tommy Richmond.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best with DJ Hungry and DJ Run CMC.
Oh yeah. Good morning. How we doing out there? You know, we're like 7:33 in the morning on the Friday, the 27th. We got like 4 days left in 2024.
And apparently all sunny.
You said all what?
All sunny, according to the weather forecast.
Okay. Well,
it's a good way to close it out.
Hopefully it's not too windy because, you know, the last couple of days it's been pretty windy out there.
I've been getting like little, I have like a watch that has the little weather alerts when they get bad. The danger high wind speed was happening last night. I was like, oh gosh, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And if you're walking around the base, you know, the wind's picked up. Some of you had a good holiday, Christmas, as we call it. And you put a lot of trash out there. I just asked you. I'm a plug for the bass skipper. I'm going to put a plug in for the bass skipper. Help with the trash. If you see the wind blowing, the Christmas wrapping, go ahead and do your part and pick up a piece of trash. Get it over to the bin to help out. We want to keep this bass clean. We want to keep Naples clean as we are guests to this nation, and we want to make sure we're doing our part. So I would appreciate everyone picking up just one piece, two pieces of trash as they see it blowing around.
It's kind of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. If you've ever, like, seen something floating in the wind and then you actually try to catch it sometimes, hey, you can make a little game out of it.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Well, don't make your little kids do it. They might get swept up in the wind.
Devils or something.
Yeah, and I hope everyone that's listening to 97.3 The Eagle had a decent holiday. The kids, the little ones, they got what they wanted. You know, every year, you know, you think about a dream list of, hey, I want this or I want that. You remember that being a kid? Do you remember how that felt being younger?
Oh, yeah. When you, the anxiety you feel the night of, like, staying up all Christmas Eve, like, am I actually going to get these things that I hope I've been good enough for to get throughout the year? Am I on the naughty list type stuff? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think every year I felt like I was on the naughty list because I didn't get the grades, you know, coming up in school, especially when I was younger. You know, I got good grades in certain subjects, and certain subjects I was like, yeah, I didn't get the B or the A. So I'm like, okay, will my parents get me what I want? And that was something that I talked about to the postal team. Shout out again to the postal team. Like, what is your favorite toy, right?
That's favorite toy.
Yeah, favorite toy.
That's tough.
That's like on the spot, too. I just do that, yeah.
I feel like I had phases when I was a kid because I had like a Godzilla phase where I was like, I want all these little Godzilla toys. I was really into Pokemon when I was a kid. Oh, man. Oh. And then I was really into like crafty stuff, too. Ah, man. Okay, I think if I had to pick now, like right off the cuff, the first thing that I think about is these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures that I had. I love them so much. They're so cool. Michelangelo is my favorite Ninja Turtle. I love him. I think that's got to be my favorite. It would change if you asked me 5 minutes from now, I'm sure. But
yeah,
right now,
because I put you on the spot. Yeah. I put you on the spot. And if you're listening, think about what's your favorite toy when you was growing up. So I grew up well before you was probably born, and I would say growing up it was racetracks for us. Once we got a little bit older, you know, my brother and I, right, we would sit there for hours and hours just playing with the RC. I think you call it the RC racetrack. You put it together.
Oh, yeah.
And you had the little remote control thingy. You know, and the cars speeding around the track. So my brother and I would just sit there for hours and hours just looking at these cars, building our cars, making sure our cars were fastest, replacing the parts. So that was what the brother and I did, and that was fun. So I would say that would be my favorite toy. Other than that, G.I. Joe and He-Man. I don't know if you even heard this thing called He-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal coming up. So whatever your favorite toy is, yeah, right into the, you know, AFN 97.3 Eagle Facebook page. Maybe that could be a question next week. What was your favorite toy?
Write
in. Let us know what your favorite toy. We'll put ours out there.
Write that down right now.
Yeah, we'll put ours out there and make sure everyone sees it. But hopefully everyone was able to enjoy in some of the festivities. And hopefully you're still relaxing or you're going to work and you're being safe. Traffic is a little bit light out there, which is good. We talked about that, just being safe during the weekend and everything else. But yeah, I'm excited to be here to close out 2024 with you, DJ Hungry, as you eat your breakfast of bananas and smoothies and all that other stuff. And who knows what you're going to eat for lunch. But yeah, it's a great time. I'm always excited to come into the studio. I think this is like my fifth, maybe sixth time coming up in the studio with the team here at AFN. And I appreciate y'all allowing me to come up here and just hang out, right? I'm always here just to hang out. A lot of people say, hey, Fleet, what you going to go talk about? Are you going to go in there and tell us how to be better sailors and how to do this and all that? And I'm like, yeah, we could talk a little bit about that. And we will, right? We will talk a little bit about what's coming up for the Navy in 2025. But I'm all about the troops, right? I'm all about the teammates out there. We got Air Force. We got Army. We got the Coast Guard. We got the Marines, right? And then we got Space Force. And we got all these different teammates out there. And we got our civilian partners and our families. So I'm always about talking about the goodness for everyone, not just the Navy. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I got it, but you are the Navy. Yep, go Army beat Navy, whatever you want to say, I got it. But I'm here for the goodness of the entire team here in the AOR. So if you ever see me or if you ever want to write in and ask a question about your service, about your hometown, let us know. We're here to talk about anything and everything, especially when I'm here in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I think so. What we'll tend to do moving forward is put out a little Facebook post that will let y'all know that we're going to be taking some questions, and then you can use that post to drop anything that you're asking for. And then we'll get to it during the live show. If you want to, you can even drop the question in during the show, and then we can look at it live. So it's never too late to ask the question. 100%.
Yeah. Ask me anything. Anything is on the table. All right, so what do you got? I know you've been wanting to ask me about Navy initials. You ready to jump into some Navy, what the Navy's doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I think there are a couple changes that happened during this like winter season. And jam-packed, by the way, this season. So it's a lot to keep track of. Some folks missed some things. Some people had a lot of attention on it. I think one that was really big was the changes to the PRT and how PRT is going to be just once a year. And the whole, like, you don't need to pass the BCA if you can complete the PRT with a high enough score. It's very interesting. I want to see what your take on that is.
Yeah, so I got two takes on it. So for the Navy side, you know, our PRT is our physical readiness test, or physical fitness assessment. So within the physical fitness assessment, you have the actual PRT and the BCA. So I'm just breaking it down for the audience that's listening, because a lot of the Army and the Marines are probably like, yeah, we do this like every week. What are you talking about, Navy? Once a year? Come on, get on the bus with us and we'll show you how to do this. Got it, Army. Got it, Marines. But yes, we decided maybe a couple years ago, and this was a collective decision. Didn't happen overnight. It wasn't one person that said, hey, this is what I want. It was a group think kind of thing where we sent out, you know, a bunch of Master Chiefs and a few of the officers. And we did a working group and said, hey, how many of y'all would just want to see it once a year? And if you don't remember during COVID, were you still? Yeah, I think you was in during COVID time, right? We stopped the PRT, PFA altogether as a Navy. We stopped it, and when it came back, we said we're going to do it once a year, social distance yourself, you know, go in a corner and do a push-up. Then we swapped out, we did the plank now, so we're doing push-ups, we're doing a plank, and we kept it once a year, probably for the second year, I think.
Third now, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be the third year of doing it once a year. How do I feel about it? Okay. Run CMC, you know, if it was up to me, we'd do it three times a year. I'll be honest. That's just me.
Why three specifically? That's such a specific number, I think.
Yeah, it's a specific number because, hey, let's jump into it in February. Let's do it again in June. Let's close it out in November.
Fair enough.
Just, you know, I probably do a PFA or a PRT at least once a month anyway, just personally, just going out there, push-ups, plank. Let me get a two-mile run in. Because this is me, and nothing against anyone else in the Navy and how you feel about it. You know, hey, right into 97.3 and say, Fleet's off his rocker. I don't care. But I think we have to be physically fit in the battles that are coming and the battles that we're in. I want to make sure that we're physically fit. And if you just can't do it, then we need to know that. And we need to get you over to the medical team, physical therapist, whatever to understand. I also feel that if we do it once a year, what happens is you're planning for that once a year, right? The cycle opens up for the Navy around April, and then we go all the way into November. So if you're one of those, it's like, okay, I'm not going to do anything until November. Well, we know, we talked about this a lot. November's Thanksgiving. We eating the turkey, the ham, the candy, yams. What we say? 4,500 calories plus for one meal. And then we jump into Christmas and New Year's meal. And if you're not doing anything early, so now you come to November, that's almost a year that you packed on, possibly packed on some calories, right? And now you're going to go out there and try to do this mile and a half push-ups plank. And you're going to overexert yourself. I think you're going to physically hurt yourself pushing yourself to the limit. So that's why I don't like the once a year. I think if you jump in there, maybe twice, let's go twice a year. If you jump in there in April and you're like, okay, I struggled through it. The holidays was rough, but I knocked it out in April. Now you set a goal, right? We talked about goals and all that stuff. So now you know for the winter PFA, I have a goal that I want to be better than what I did for the spring PFA. So, yes, we changed it. And we also, and I'm just rambling, I'm just talking because this is good. I like it. I get excited when sailors and the troops ask me about these things and try to get my opinion. And again, this is Run CMC, you know, Master Chief Compton's opinion and thought about it. Whatever yours is fine. I don't take it personal, and I hope you don't take it personal when I say these things. The other thing is, we realized that the BCA chart has not been updated probably in 40 years. Let's just say 40 years, maybe even 50. And we're probably due for a quick update on body fat measurements, right? We did a little update where we said, you know, we can measure around the top of your stomach. If it's less than 39 for males, and I think 36 for females, yep, you're good. That's a sight measurement, right? But we also realized that we had a large number of sailors that actually got excellent or above, but their BCA, they didn't pass their BCA. So if you don't pass your BCA and you still can rock out a perfect score, an outstanding score, we was like, okay, why are we penalizing this group of sailors because we haven't done our due diligence to adjust the chart based off of changes in society and the way we're built, okay? I mean, I'm 6'5". I weigh about 240 pounds, and I've been like this since I was 14 years old, right? But the Navy says, hey, Fleet, you should be about 220 pounds in at your height, or maybe even 200 pounds. And yeah, it's just not going to happen based off of my family type. So we realized that as a military, as a Navy, and we passed that recently on. If you don't pass the body fat, but you get an excellent, I think an excellent high or above, you still pass the actual PFA, the physical fitness assessment, right? I think that's a little bit what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So.
I like that. I think, you know, from the perspective of we're looking at performance, and performance measurement with the BCA, with the PFA, that's how you know, you know? And I think what else I'll say is, we're talking about the differences between the Navy as a service versus the other branches. Sometimes people have criticism about, you know, some Navy jobs are not, the most physically demanding.
Agree.
With the day to day. What I would offer is, from my personal perspective, I think that physical readiness contributes to mental well-being in a pretty profound way. I notice a difference when I'm, you know, engaging in physical exercise versus when I'm not. Looking at new studies that are coming out these days about how zone 2 cardio, if you're getting at least 90 to 150 minutes of it every week, significantly contributes to mood, to stress management, all of these things. I think sailors seeing physical fitness not only as a requirement, but also as a way to enable efficiency and a better life is huge. And taking that BCA component out, I think will contribute to that culture. Instead of just looking at a number on a scale, we're looking at, you know, performance, whether that's on the PRT or whether that's in your office, because you did that run and your mind's clear. You're ready to come to work. You're ready to get the bread, you know?
Every time I go out for a run, and I went for a run, and you asked me for what I do for Christmas. I got up and went for a run.
Yeah.
A little bit windy, but I went for a couple mile run because I hadn't been able to do that in a while with my travel schedule, and the weather's cold. I don't like cold. But I said, I'm getting up, and I did exactly what you're talking about, and my mind was clear. I was ready to make the phone calls to the family and have a good time just touching base with all my family back in the States. So you're right. If you get up and do a run or a walk, even going for a 2-3 mile walk, walking up the stairs a couple of times a day. Yes, the physical fitness, the mental part of that, it's valuable. It's very valuable in today's society. So I encourage everybody to get out and do what you can do, right? Sometimes you can't do what maybe you can do, DJ Hungry, or what I can do, right? You're a little bit younger. You probably can get out there and lift a bunch of weights, run about 10 miles, whatever, in a day. Yeah, but if you can't do that, do what you can do. All right. You know, bring a battle buddy with you, a friend, one of your kids, you know, walk the dog, whatever, and just get out there and do something physical. So I'm encouraging all of you for 2025, set that as a goal, right, to get out and be extra or a little bit more physical just in your lifestyle and everything that you do. You know, that whole, I'm going to stop eating this, I'm not going to do that. That don't work. Does it? That doesn't really work for us. Right. I tried that one time saying I'm going to stop eating bacon. Right. For whatever reason, we can talk about that another time. And I did it for a little bit. But sometimes when you get hungry, DJ hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And you's like, OK, I want to go to pick a restaurant and I want a burger. And they're like, hey, do you want bacon on it? No. You sure you don't want it? No, I don't want bacon on it. We'll put bacon on it anyway. And it's like, what are you doing? OK, then you eat it. And you're like, oh, that was so good. And then you ask yourself, why did I stop? So whatever the case is, you know, set realistic goals.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, DJ Hungry, I like to eat. I love it. But more than anything, it's like the joy that I get from eating really good foods and stuff like that, flavor-wise. It's incomparable to most things in life for me. It's really high on my values. So I do other things so that I can do that. And that's kind of like, it makes me feel like everything that I do is in support of myself. And it gives me like more confidence, more happiness. It feels like self-love.
Yeah, and that's a goal too. Some people said, I'm going to go run 2 miles because I do want to eat that cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
On. So, you know, that's a goal you set in your mind. Okay, if I do this 2 miles, then I can eat the cookie, right? It's weird, and we do that, but that could be realistic, you know, just by motivating yourself, you know? Because one of my daughters told me food is life. And she told me, she said she loves food. She's like a foodie, and she's like, Dad, food's life. And I think about that. Yeah, food is life. We can't live without some type of nourishment, so.
Well, we'll be back right after this next Christmas song. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some new things in 2025. Oh, yeah. Listening to 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best with DJ Hungry and DJ Run CMC.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you've been listening to AFN 97.3, The Eagle, as you're driving in this morning. We've been talking about a lot of good stuff. I think it's good. You know, we just finished talking about the PFA and kind of getting your opinion, my opinion, whatever your opinion was about. And this is like I said, the Navy physical fitness assessment is now down to once a year. We made some other adjustments. And you asked me before the break, or actually on the break, hey, what else is coming? I think in the second hour, we're going to talk about something for the Navy called BBA. And I'm not even going to tell anybody, because if you don't know what BBA is on the Navy side, then you need to listen to 97.3 The Eagle as you drive in or got the app later on to understand what we're talking about, because there's some big changes in it, some updates. But what's coming in the new year for 2025, there's a lot of good things. You know, I'm very impressed and I'm excited with the team, right? CNO, right? There's a spot that she does on AFN 97.3 Eagle because she's alumni of here in Naples. She used to be here back in the day. Mick Pond, Vice, you know, all the teammates over there in D.C. do a great job of trying to make these updates. CMP, right? Chief of Naval Personnel for the Navy side. A lot of things have changed, and we got more. There's a lot more changes. They are innovative. They are creative. They are listening to sailors, right, and their ideas of what needs to change with uniform regs or just uniforms, the PFA that we just talked about, advancements, MAP program, which is our Meritorious Advancement Program. All those things are coming in 2025. So I would always encourage any of you, if you have ideas, you have thoughts in your head, go ahead and write into 97.3 The Eagle. Get it to me. DJ Hungry will get it to me. You know, we are WhatsApp buddies now, so he'll be able to text me and let me know, hey, Fleet, we had a question that popped up. I'm going on the air. I know you can't make it. I'm going to go ahead and answer that, and I'll write them back, and I'll be able to answer your question, or I'll be able to get your idea, something that you want to talk about. I'll get it over to the team there in D.C. because I'm in D.C. at least probably once a month or once every 2 months. I was just in D.C.
Oh, you're like poor back. Oh, doing that long plane ride so often. Oh.
I got it. Yes, and it's hard. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult when you're tired and you're crunched up in a seat for 8 hours. But, you know, I always say I get to do these things. I don't have to do these things, but I get to do these things. So I did a lot of traveling, and we said we was going to talk about it. So I'll take a couple minutes. I was in D.C. Before that, I was in Poland, right? Before that, I was in Portugal.
Yeah.
You know, I did the Germany. I was in Germany right before, I think, Thanksgiving, somewhere around there. I was in Rhode Island maybe 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. And I just got back. I just got back from Germany, right? I was out in Stuttgart, Germany. If you've never been to Stuttgart, we got a couple bases out there.
My hometown. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you've been there. And that was my first time there, and I was impressed. Right, I had to go to a conference with the AFRICOM team. Shout out AFRICOM. Hopefully you're listening. But I did an event with them, a conference, right, a symposium. And that was the first time. And I actually flew the wife. I said, hey, come hang out with me. And she did. And we went to some markets, right? And we went to a couple of markets. We were safe. But we got to see the Germany Stuttgart market. So if you've never been to Stuttgart, definitely the place to go to.
Oh my gosh. Here's what I'll say. If you're looking for a reason to go to Stuttgart, Frühlingsfest in springtime. I think the last, it's between April and May. I think it's the second week of May that it's over. First week of April to the second week of May. It's not as advertised as Oktoberfest, but I'm telling you, it's really solid. And the best two places to go for Frühlingsfest are Stuttgart and Munich. So if you pick one of those two, hey, get over to Stuttgart. It's got the biggest one there.
And you say you was born.
Not born, but I spent the longest time.
You spent the longest time in Germany. So that is like your hometown.
It's my record time for sure.
It's one of your favorite places, I think you told me in another segment. So have you been back in the last year?
I have, a couple times. And I'm definitely hitting Frühlingsfest this year, I tell you that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. I've never heard of that one.
It's just the springtime version of Oktoberfest, basically. Yeah.
And it's easy to get to these places in Europe, man.
Yeah.
If you're listening to 97.3 The Eagle, right? Europe's your background, they say. So I say be safe, but get out there and do a little bit of traveling. Get off the base. Get off post, right? Some people are scared to get off post. Don't be scared. You know, engulf yourself in the culture. Like you're doing, DJ Hungry, learn about something new. Go to Portugal, go to Spain, you pick a place, Greece, right? It's that time, 2025. Set that as your goal. Hey, you're listening to AFN 97.3 The Eagle. I need you to set that as your goal. You're going to travel to one place that you haven't been with the family. What do you think? Can they do it?
Oh, yeah, you can do it. Easy peasy.